Over.
On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606, this is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
One person has been killed and six others wounded in a shooting during an apparent cash and transit heist in New Germany in Pinetown. While the details surrounding the attack aren't clear at this stage, medics say police last night cordoned off a portion of Otto Follick Road near Shepston Road. Gareth Jameson, who's with ALS Paramedics, says two cash guards were found to have suffered gunshot wounds.
Two of them sustained injuries from assault and gunshot wounds, and an unknown person who had sustained a gunshot wound to his upper body. Unfortunately, the unknown person had sustained fatal injuries and there was nothing paramedics could do for him, and he was declared deceased at the scene. It's alleged that four other occupants had been shot in the crossfire and were rushed privately to various clinics in and around the active crime scene.
A KZN police officer and two foreign nationals facing charges in a kidnapping case will line up in court again next week. Samkeli Samlochwa appeared before a Kwarakuza magistrate yesterday, along with Mozambicans Ismail Nangi and Stefan Brights. Zakaria Desai was abducted outside a mosque in Stanga in September and is still missing. The trio was later nabbed in connection with his disappearance. His case at an NPA spokesperson, Natasha Kara.
The matter was adjourned to the 17th of December 2024 for a formal bail application. The state is opposed to bail.
To the Eastern Cape now, where both the state and the defense have closed their case in the Timothy Omotoso rape trial. It's been more than 5 years since the protracted trial got underway against the Nigerian pastor and his two co-accused. Lynn Williams filed this report for Newswatch from the Gqeberha High Court.
Omotoso, Lusanda Sulani and Zukiswa Sito face a litany of charges that include rape, human trafficking and sexual assault. Both women told the court that they were devout members of Omotoso's Jesus Dominion International Church and that they viewed him as their spiritual father. They testified that they never recruited any of the complainants to Omotoso's mission house in Durban, where the alleged sexual offences had taken place. They further denied that they raped, sexually assaulted or trafficked any persons for sexual exploitation. The trial is now postponed to the 22nd of January next year for closing arguments. The 66-year-old Omotoso will spend his seventh Christmas in jail. Lynn Williams, Gqeberha.
And in the U.S., the director of the FBI has announced he'll resign next month. Christopher Wray says he'll leave the role at the end of President Joe Biden's term. Donald Trump has already said he intends to replace him when he returns to the White House by nominating loyalist Kash Patel for the job. Wray explained his decision in an address to FBI staff in Washington.
My goal is to keep the focus on our mission. And in my view, this is the best way to avoid dragging the Bureau deeper into the fray while reinforcing the values and principles that are so important in how we do our work.
Back home, and forecasters say the heat wave gripping parts of KZN is going to feel a bit more brutal today. Durban's reaching a high of 30 degrees, Maritzburg 34, Richards Bay 40. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And a look at what's coming up in your sports. Proteas women failed to seal the ODI series against England as the tourists clinched the third and final match. Bukayo Saka starred for Arsenal as they eased past Monaco 3-0 in the Champions League. And Louis Oosthuizen prepares to defend golf's Alfred Dunhill Championship title.